Sweet and Swing, served to you by the Wine Cellar.
A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio, with our friends, of course, down at the Wine Cellar. My name's Howard Kane, as always, a delight to have your company this evening. What have we got? Well, we're off to Cuba. I've been there, actually. Some Cyril Stapleton, our gold standards, of course. But you'll have to excuse me for now, because I'm in the middle of a kiss. Better. Nothing like a kiss to start the programme, is there? In the middle of a kiss. Charlie Kuntz and the orchestra and the vocals there taken by George Barclay, the shy singer, as was his moniker at one time. Chiefly because he would be quite quiet because he was Scottish and he had a broad Scottish accent, it seemed, in the early days. At least you wouldn't guess from that, would you? Didn't get a hint of a Scottish accent there. But he was a farmer's son from Aberdeen and came south to London, sang with Archie Alexander's band in the early 30s and then went on to, well, sing with quite a few of the greats. Charlie Kuntz, as we heard there, Mantovani, Felix Mendelssohn, Victor Sylvester, Billy Thorburn, you name it. Also broadcast with Lou Prager. Well, he sang with Ronnie Moore in quite a quiet fashion, and I think that's where he picked up this moniker of the shy singer, because people couldn't understand his broad Scottish accent at the time. So I think it was HMV who gave him that nickname. And then, he went off for quite some time singing with Charlie Kuntz, but Archie Alexander refused to release him from his contract, demanding excessive payments from other band leaders. Yeah, you see, you always think everyone was... They were all gentlemen, you think. And maybe they were, but they were also hard-nosed businessmen, a lot of these people. And you tend to forget that, at least I do. Maybe you don't. But I always think of those. I say, Badger, would that perfectly all right? You can have that singer. Of course you can, my dear old fellow. Take him away. Absolutely no problem. Wasn't really like that, I don't think. He was all just as hard-nosed as it is today. And so, yeah, if you had a contract, you can have him. But it's going to cost you. That's the way it worked. I suppose it's the way it always works in many ways. Money talks, doesn't it, as they say. So, yeah, he was a bit of difficulty there, releasing him from his contract. But Felix Mendelssohn, who died in 1952, worked with him, and then after that, he went to run a pub in Peckham and sort of dropped out of the business somewhat, and died, I think, in... I might have the date here in my book of words. Let's see. Yeah, we have 1989, so not that long ago, I suppose. And another fantastic life, as is often the case. So many fantastic lives on this programme. I'm not talking about mine.
Oh, get hot, Ada, get hot. Razzmatazz and a rooty-doo, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're swinging right off the cob now, yes, indeed. Pretty. All right, boys, a little help now. Yes, yes. All right, Ed. Ah, we're swinging that jinx away now. Yes, indeed. Good times are coming. I don't know when, but they must be coming sometime. All right, look out now. Let me struggle along with this thing. Now, everybody's happy. Yes, yes. And everybody's feeling gay. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because every little mammy, pappy, and pickle ninny, yes, you know what they're doing? They're swinging that jinx away. What is that thing they're all singing? Why, that's nothing but a lot of hidey, hidey, hey, yes, yes. Cause everybody's body's bucking and winging, and they're swinging the jinx away. Even way from Fair Niagara's mountains to the far Rocky Mountains, you know what they're doing? They're swinging too, yeah, just like everybody else is. And not only that, but from the Swanee River way up to the home of the good old Flipper. Ah, they're swinging, yes indeed, swinging away. So everybody's very happy, and everybody's feeling gay. You know darn well that you can't be blue when you got that girl of yours clinging close to you. No, no. And you're swinging the jinx away. Ah, get them away from me now. Beating away from our door now. Jinx is gonna never hang around us no more. No, yeah. I look out now. What is that thing they're all singing? Why, that's whip, dip, ba 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 ba. Cause everybody's whitey bucking and winging, and we're swinging the jinx away.
Well, I hope that has swung the jinx away for you. If if you had a jinx, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have a jinx. Perhaps you have a nice glass of wine in your hand from our friends down at the wine cellar, and you're thinking everything is right with the world. I'd like to think so, in any case. It'd be all right, wouldn't it? Tempo King, as he was. Tempo King in the Kings of Swing, swinging the Jinx away back from 1936. Recorded some 55 titles for Victor's Bluebird subsidiary. Then went on to Vocalion in the late 1930s. And I don't know what his real name was. I don't think his real name was Tempo King, but I'll see if I can find out that, actually, one way or another. What was Tempo King's real name? I don't know. I'll have a quick rummage, see if we can find out. Now, I promised you we were going to go to Cuba, because, as you know, I was rummaging a while back, having to clear out Music Man Towers, and we're taking as many as we can snaffle under cover of darkness into the Black Satanic Mill on the Hill up at Manx Radio, and pop into the archive room so we can enjoy them in the weeks, months, and maybe years to come. Who knows? Seems a shame not to, doesn't it? And there's so many. I mean, I've got as many as I can, I think. And I remember playing this several years ago, quite a few years ago. Plados de Cuba, if that's my, excuse my pronunciation. In fact, excuse it even more, because it's actually Pianos of Cuba, not Plados. It's just the way the script is written on the front. Plados, it looks like Plados, but it is in fact Pianos. I remember now, Pianos of Cuba. It is a terrible script, that. Anyway, before I get into any more trouble, have a listen to this. Pianos of Cuba and a track called Soborni.
Thank you.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. Pianos of Cuba. And Fernando Odeth with Amando Arafish. Not Platas de Cuba, but I do like Platas de Cuba. Yeah, I remember playing that one a while back, as I say, on the programme. I think we might have done even a little series on that one, maybe with the old master as well. The old maestro, I can't remember. It was quite a long time back, but a nice collection of all music from Cuba, as it might well suggest, all given interpretations on piano or pianos with that lovely Latin background as well. Very fine. I did have a quick look while we were listening to that about Tempo King, and can't find a great deal out, actually. Nothing in the Book of Words, at least the Book of Words I've got here. A quick Googlet. Always very handy, isn't it? That's one thing the internet is useful for, even if social media can be a bit of a bane at times. But, yeah, Tempo King, it might well be his real name. I was looking at air, and someone said, I can't find much about him either. Someone must have been doing the same as me. He said he was clearly patterned after Fats Waller, with Tempo King providing vocals. And despite the fact that the group recorded quite a few dozen times for Bluebird and Vocalion, as I mentioned there, very little biographical information about either artist seems to have survived. And this chap says, I did manage to find he was born in 1915, made his reputation in Florida, and died whilst rehearsing a new band in New York City in 1939 of intestinal complications. He did sound like Fats Waller, didn't he? I'll give him that, yeah. I mean, he was cheery, upbeat, and definitely had that sort of cheeky, chappy, quite with it, coolish Fats Waller sound, you can imagine, sort of down with the kids, as it were. I'm liking that. Lionel Hampton. We had a new one, Lionel Hampton. I'm keeping that one in the bag, because I thought we could have a selection of that. It's a double CD from our friends at Avid with all-star groups and orchestra. And what about a blues? Yeah, we haven't had a blues for a while, have we? Blues for Benny.
Thank you.
Great stuff. I love you can actually hear them. You can hear Hamps of, one more time. A bit like I think Count Basie used to do it, and you could hear Oscar doing things like that as well. Lionel Hampton in the great company of Gene Krupa and Teddy Wilson from some selections they played in the Benny Goodman movie. I'm trying to think if I've actually seen that or not. Have you? Yeah, let me know if you have, if it's any good. And also, by the way, again, getting back to Tempo King, if you know lots about Tempo King, I'd love to hear. I'm sure other people would as well. So let us know. Drop us a line. Drop us an email. HowardCaine@maxradio.com. C-A-I-N-E. HowardCaine@maxradio.com. Would be lovely. And yeah, we could play some more maybe, or you could make some suggestions, or you could give us more details about just exactly who Tempo King was and what else he did. Great sound. It was derivative of Fats Waller, I guess, but none the worse for that. We've got some Fats coming up, actually, so we can compare notes. But any other thoughts, as always, drop us a line. HowardCaine@maxradio.com. Don't forget that E on the cane. Or if you'd like to write, Howard Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio Broadcasting House. And that's Douglas Head. Douglas, Isle of Man. IA15, whatever the other bit is, which I forget. BW, I think. Something like that, isn't it? It'll get there anyway. Close enough. Yeah, I enjoy that. You can't beat a bit of Lionel Hampton. I do have a friend who hates the vibes, but I don't think he listens to this programme, so we're probably fairly safe. But overall, I rather like it. I've always liked the vibes, whether it's straight or whether the full vibrato one. Sometimes play it straight, and I think Hamp played it fairly straight, didn't he, without a lot of vibes on, which Milt Jackson, I think, used to have. A lot of the vibrato one, I should say. You can sort of turn it on and off, depending on how you like your sound, I guess. Going back to the 1920s, and you'll have to listen carefully to this one, because Paul Whiteman and the Ambassador Orchestra are just whispering. Thank you.
Sweet and Swing, delivered to your door by the wine cellar, Douglas.
That makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the stars. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Good too. Little twofer for you there, as is our wont here on Sweet and Swing. Starting off with whispering. Didn't actually sound too much whispering, did it? Paul Wyman. Mind you, they had to play loud in those days before they had the electro-condenser microphones, I think, didn't they? But yeah, Paul Wyman and the orchestra with Whispering from 1920. Yeah, amazing to think. That's 102 years ago. 102 years ago. Yeah, I can never quite get my head around that one. Doesn't sound, when you say 1920, I can't compute it with being over 100 years ago, but yeah, I think that's going to show my age, isn't it? And then we had one of our gold standards. We've been enjoying our gold standards, 40 classics from the great American songbook, dipping in and out of those, Jerome Kern, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Hoagy Carmichael. I think we had Hoagy last week, didn't we? And of course, you recognise there a little bit of, well, who was singing? It was... Any guesses? You are... Harry James, of course, wasn't it? All the Things You Are. Hammerstein and Kern from 1945. A live recording, clearly, as well, that would have to be said. Now, here's another one that was in the dugout from Music Man Towers. You danced to these bands. Cyril Stapleton, perhaps not one of the better-known band leaders, compared to some. It might be your favourite, in which case, wonderful. But yes, a collection of Cyril Stapleton on the Castle label, or Castle Pulse label, I think it is. And I do seem to recall doing something with the maestro on this, oh, 4, 5, 6 years ago, talking about Cyril Stapleton, but don't think we've played any for some time. So how about this one? Rather appropriate for the time of year, I would say. Not always welcome. I do love seeing the leaves come down. You might curse them when they block all the drains and the roads flood, but you'd have thought by now we'd know the leaves come down and actually get them out of the drains before they cause the problem. But we won't go into that there. I'll leave that up to news. But Lullaby of the Leaves.
Cradle me where southern skies can watch me with a million eyes. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Cover me with heaven's blue and let me dream a dream or two. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. I'm breezing along, along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. Ooh, that pine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Ooh, that Southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves.
Dale taking the vocals was Cyril Stapleton and the band. Cyril himself, a name synonymous back in the day with quality. He loved the groups put together by Glenn Miller and by Ted Heath, and really they were his idols, I guess. He sought to emulate them and knew that at the time people really wanted some dance band music, but it should be really good dance band music, not just sort of whacking things together just for the hell of it, get people onto the dance floor. But wonderful sound, great sound from the Cyril Stapleton Band. Vocals are Bob Dale. Another one of those names, well, yeah, not his real name. Not his real name. He started out young. He was a sort of teenager, 16 when he started out, but he was called Walter Wynne then. You think Walter Wynne would have a good name, wouldn't you? Sounds like a good name for a, I don't know, sounds all right for a singer rather than Bob Dale, Walter Wynne. Sang out singing with Bob Walker and Grimsby. And then afterwards, he was with Billy Thorburn. And by then, he changed his name to Wally Windsor. The Duke of Windsor being quite topical at the time. He had his eye on the news, this chap, didn't he? He knew how to get in before the days of social media. This was the way, no doubt, to get people to think, right, Billy Windsor, right, okay. And then, after that, presumably died down a bit, he changed his name to Bob Dale and appeared with, as we heard there, with Cyril and also with Denny Boyce, Oscar Raban, Geraldo, Sid Lawrence, and made a few signs, I think, for the Woolworth Embassy label as well. So he got around, did his stuff, as they say. We'll hear a bit more from him. I'll keep that not too far away, shall I? And we'll hear a bit more from Cyril. Nice, rich sound, that. Good orchestration as well. I promised you some more Fats Waller. And here he is with his take on the classic Tea for Two. Just to prove he wasn't all about shaking his sizeable derriere behind and puffing on cigarettes and cigars with a bowler hat on and making ribald comments and such like, all of which he was brilliant at. But he was also a brilliant piano player as well, lest we ever forget. Not that I ever have done, but sometimes you might think he's just a showman and not a piano player. Well, wow, could he play as well? And far more sensitively than you might give him credit for. You might think he was, you know, just all up tempo, tub thumping and sort of getting the crowds going, rousing stuff. But yeah, he could play really sensitively and really imaginatively as well. He was just a brilliant pianist, and I think I'd love to have seen him. One of those ones I'd love to have seen Fats at his prime live somewhere in a club setting. Can you imagine? That would have been brilliant. Fats Waller with his own take for Tea for Two there, and a great one. You wouldn't even recognise it the first several bars, would you, before he gets into the theme? Where are we going to go from there? This is one we've had in the bag, getting dipped into from time to time. Great big bands of the 50s, so right at the neck end, or the very tail end, I suppose, if you go the other way, if you're going up or down, of the big band era. That said, if you ever fancy dipping into jumping in, tomorrow night, Saturday night, with Brother Chris, with our, again, friends at the Wine Cellar, of course, you'll be amazed to hear we start virtually every show with a big band recording, a modern big band. By modern, I mean contemporary. And there are lots, amazingly, bearing in mind how you think, A, they don't really exist, and B, how difficult they are to get musicians, 18, 19, 20, 30, 25 or more of them together. Nigh on impossible and economically sort of suicidal, I'd say, but they exist and people still do it, and there are lots of really great big bands still going, playing modern jazz in a big band format. Worth dipping into. Some cracking stuff on that. Same time at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night if you fancy dipping into that. We're not going to be that modern here on Sweet and Swing, but we'll go to the 1950s. Why not? And our theme tune, of course, Eric Winston with Slow Train Blues. Here he is with Fanfare Boogie. I bet that blew the wax out of your ears. If you had any, of course, might be an indelicate question. Fanfare Boogie, Eric Winston and his orchestra. Great sound there. Like I said, Eric, of course, Diz does Slow Train Blues, our theme, every week. But he did a lot more. Well, that wasn't the only thing he did. Rhythm and Blues, Anticipation, Cobbler's Song, Deep Sleep, all sorts he did over the years. Frustration, another one well-known of his. And that one, maybe not heard quite so often. God, I love that sound with the piano and the horns coming in there, though. Very effective indeed. Enjoyed that a lot. Terrific stuff. How are we doing for time? Oh, well, we can get a little bit more in yet. How about some... We enjoyed Henry Hall the other week. Here he is with Val Rosing. Something that I see regularly up from the Black Satanic Mill on the hill here at Max Radio Towers. The Turning of the Tide. Thank you.
the tide. Now it's here, now it's here. Luck's returning with the turning of the tide. Have no fear, now it's here. Back to love and sincerity, back to days of prosperity. I've been yearning for the turning of the tide. Now it's here, oh, now it's here.
The Toy Trumpets with Raymond Scott, and before that, The Tide with Henry Hall, and Val Rosing taking the vocals. He was an interesting character. Do you remember him? Russian stock, and emigrated to America. In between, what was he most famous for? Well, of course, the Teddy Bear's Picnic. Used for years as the BBC test recording because of a great range of notes between bass and treble. Went on to become a film star. But not under the same name, of course, no. Gilbert Russell. Leave that one with you if you remember him. That's about it. Same time, same place, next week. Look after yourselves. See you there. Cheerio.